We are Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud Zayin. Chayle Shenofal Machmas Choyoy Lemishkov. Because of the Chayle, he is incapacitated. He can't function the normal functions that he normally does. And the only thing he can do is lay in bed. There's no sakone, but he can't do anything. Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin. Oy sheyesh loy meichish shemitztayr v'cholo mimeno kol gufay. So the first case is that he has, perhaps the pain is localized, it's only by a certain neighbor, but he can't function. The second case is shemitztayr v'cholo mimeno kol gufay. That means all over he has pain. And again, the common denominator is he cannot function. Even if he's going, he's misametz, he's mechazek himself, but he is a din of nofol mishkov. So we are speaking about a person who is a chayle, there's no sakone at all, but he's incapacitated. So he has certain kulis. Kule number one is Oimrim Leina Yehudi Lases Leirefuin. So if he needs something that will alleviate his pain, so he can tell a goy Lases Leirefuin to make a refuah for him. And even though the guy is doing a malacha d'oraisa, he's telling the guy to do a malacha d'oraisa, he needs a certain medication. In order to get this medication, he tells the guy to drive to the drugstore and get this medication. So it's mutter. Amire la'akum is mutter by achayla sha'im by sakonim. Avol ein mechalalim olav es haShabbos beisad d'oraisa, but a yid is not permitted to be mechalal Shabbos to do a malacha d'oraisa, afilu yesh boi sakonas eivel. That means even though there is a possibility that this chayle might lose the use of an eivel. Lose means that even he can use it partially, he'll be limping, or he loses a choshev chelik of the shimush of the eivel. It's irrelevant, but afilu be forever, but ayid to be mechalo Shabbos min haTorah, for that there's no heter. There's no heter for ayid to be mechalo Shabbos amalocha deraisa afilu yesh bo isakon seiva. Now, before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ein bo isakone. That what we said, there's no sakone. Sakonas moves. There's no sakonas moves. There's no threatening matter that he might die. Uvein yesh boi sakonas eivoiloi. It's irrelevant. Could be that he might lose the use of a neighbor. He won't lose the use of a neighbor. Oimrim. So one kula is that one is permitted to tell a goy to do a malacha d'oraisin. So now there's a Mishnah Berurah here which needs a lot of explanation. V'davke k'shetzorich l'refue b'Shabbos asmoi, that is davke when he needs the refue in Shabbos, but if he doesn't need it in Shabbos, is Yavti not Meitzoi Shabbos? Then he should wait till Meitzoi Shabbos. Avok sheyesh sakone also lahamtin. Now this Mishnah Brura is a pachad neire. What is he saying over here? Now let's just review what we had learned before. In Sif Dalet, it says as follows. Kshayoidim umakirim boisoi choyli. We're speaking about a choyle sheyesh boisakone. Shemamtin, you could wait. Is a choyle sheyesh boisakone, but you could wait. Vein tzore chilo, you don't have to be mechalo Shabbos in Shabbos. You can wait till Meitzoi Shabbos. Also, lechalel olam, so you're not allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. Afa pishi make shel cholo. Make shel cholo means that the machle is a life-threatening machle, but you can wait. It doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. He needs surgery. So you have to make the surgery. This week, make sure to make the surgery. But you have to make it Shabbos? There's no difference. It'll be Shabbos or Tuesday or Thursday. This week, the surgery has to be done this week. So here it says in Shulchan Aruch that if one can wait not to be mechalo Shabbos in Shabbos, you can wait till after Shabbos. It won't in the sakonis nefoshes, it's irrelevant if you'll do it in Shabbos, if you'll do it Tuesday. You're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. That's the little Shabbos. Now here the Mishnah Brura comes and says a whole shtick title. Right, you're allowed to tell a goy. He says, you're allowed to tell a goy, davke shesoich lafua b'Shabbos atzmai. Hokshein soich lo b'Shabbos, if you don't need it in Shabbos, what does it mean? He's a choyle shein boi sakone. What do you mean he doesn't need it? There won't be a danger, that's for sure. But he's in pain now. So what's for sure? If he doesn't need it in Shabbos, yamtin ad meitzoi Shabbos, avokshesh sakona osalamtin. So I found, the Rida Shulchan brings down amir de ketila ledovid, ketila ledovid, which is what this Mishnah Berurah, the Tzemach Nabram. And the Tila David says, Amurdik Haloche, which is Murdik Nageya. He says as follows. He says like this. He says, let us say the Refue, let's talk about a practical case. This Chayla needs medication. Fine, he's a Chayla She'ein Boisakone, and he needs medication. Right? So, if I can tell a guy to go to the drugstore and get me this medication, that's muta. Amir al-Hakim, I'm talking to Malachi, that I said, that's muta. But, what'll be the din if I'll tell the guy, go to the drugstore, the guy says, there's no problem, but you're going to get the medication, Meitzoi Shabbos. I can't make it to the drugstore and back in Shabbos. Get it, Meitzoi Shabbos. So here, he's saying, Amor Dikichidish, that the whole heter from Amir La'akum, by a chayla shein by sakone, is if you're going to become this rapper in Shabbos. So the guy will go to the drugstore in Shabbos, will give you the medication, and that'll help you. That's mutter. Amir al-Atom is mutter if the refuah will end up in Shabbos. But if the refuah will end up Meitzoi Shabbos, I'm telling him now. I'm telling him now to do. No. And that is no heter. There's no heter of a, then you wait till Mitzvah Shabbos already. Then that means if the refuah al kochach will first come Mitzvah Shabbos, there's no heter amir la'akum in Shabbos. But by a chayla sheyesh b'isakonis, if that means and this is, it's not a mamting lay. I need my Tzoy Shabbos. I need certain things have to be done. And the surgery won't be till my Tzoy Shabbos. But the things that have to be done till my Tzoy Shabbos, you have to take x-rays now and thus. Nothing will be done till my Tzoy Shabbos. But there's things that have to be done before. But he needs a surgery my Tzoy Shabbos. So then in Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. That means Eimam Tinen. That means if you need the surgery in Mechalo Shabbos, you're allowed to start the Tzipul in Shabbos. Because this is a Chaylish Yesh Meisakonev. He needs the surgery in Mechalo Shabbos. So you have to take x-rays now. You have to do other things now in order to make it possible that the surgery should be Mechalo Shabbos. So you do things now. What did you accomplish now in Shabbos? You accomplish that the surgery for his chayli will be my Tzoy Shabbos. So what you can do in Shabbos, you do in Shabbos. But a chayli she'ein b'sakonef, which you will not accomplish anything now in Shabbos for his refuah, he'll first get the refuah my Tzoy Shabbos, and that is no hetter l'amir l'akim. Here's a problem. There's a problem, but he's not permitted to tell a guy to do a malacha if he will not get a refuah from that in Shabbos.
And it's question of English.
Yeah.
In the sense of going, we know we cannot make it verify before Mitzvah Shabbos. Cannot make it that. But still, we gain time.
He gained time. Mitzvah Shabbos will feel better. 100%. That is also. That's the Chiddush. Amir la'akum was only mutter if through the Amir la'akum Yugim comes Nisrape in Shabbos. On Shabbos. So then they were mat Amir la'akum. But if the Amir la'akum will only help, that Mitzvah Shabbos, you'll get your medicine quicker. That's somebody in the Kichidish. What?
The police have sent out that the whole of hands.
No, listen, if it's only Chalisha Sadas, it's Chalisha Sadas. We're talking about Yitzchel Hashem, but he's like, oh, no, not Chalamaisis. So Mamele gets pain, he sees in that thing. Yeah, about Kaponim, the Mirlach.
I said, oh, well, it's one of the...
No. If he said, he can get the medicine in Shabbos, so then it's good. Yeah. Lassos loy refueh. You're allowed to tell a guy to do for my refuah. Afilu b'meloche d'yeraise. You're allowed to tell a guy to do a meloche d'yeraise. Mohu adin shar tzrochov. Other things that he needs as a chayle she'ein b'isakone k'goin lefois olavashel. That means if he has a terrible cold that's not for the mishkan, and he needs the hot chicken soup or tea with honey will do wonders for him, and you have to cook it up. So you're allowed to tell the guy to cook it up. This is whatever is needed. Lirfu osai amir la'akum is mutam. But Avol ein mechal novas Hashabbos misa deraisa. But a yid, the loyuta li Yisrael laver al iser deraisa, kozman sheine geya lepikuach nefesh mamish. If there's no shayla pikuach nefesh, it can be a subject because Nefesh is also Mutter. But if it's not, that is not the Medumbar, there's not because Nefesh is in pain, he's incapacitated. Are ye to do a malacha deraisa? is as awesome. Even though there's a sakon esayvel, afilu yesh by sakon esayvel, ayilel besivo besivtes v'yeshe borum shenegei lepikuach nefesh. That means sakon esayvel means if achrei kechloi sakol, the whole damage will only be that the eivel will not be able to function properly. So for a sakonis eva, there's no heter of to be mechal or Shabbos with a malach in their eyes. Yeah. But if the eva, the sakonis eva, could bring to a pikuach nefoshes, if the gangrene will set into the eva and then rachman and etzlan, so the eshevom shenegeli pikuach nefesh. We had shuraike da'ina believe it al ye that the eye is connected to the leiv. So memele, if there'll be a problem with the eye, it could bring about pikuach nefoshes. So that's another parsha. Vuadin kayyotze b'zeh b'shari vorim. Im ha-roifei oimer shim lo yirapu ha-eva yuchol lovei l'pikuach nefesh, ha-reihu kishar choyli sheyesh b'yisakon. Fine. That is, so now we had so far as follows. Achayli she'ein bo yisakone she'nofa lamishkov, he's incapacitated. Amira la'akim yilata taladoi to do a malocha d'yereise. A yid is not permitted to do a malocha d'yereise for him. Afilu, this is a sakone saver. Fine. Now, Olechalel olav Yisrael bi'iser derabonon bi'yodayim. Is a yid permitted to do for a chayle she'ein bo yisakone a'iser derabonon? So we're going to have 4 days over here. We have the old chesed, and then we pass in like the 3rd day. Okay. So now we're speaking about, is a yid permitted to do a meloche derabonon for a chayle she'ein bo yisakone? There's a karmelist. There's no rishus haram. There's a karmelist. Is he allowed to go to get medication for him to carry in the karmelist? So this is an iser derabonon that a yid is doing. L'chalav Yisrael be'iser derabonon b'yedayim. Yesh matirin afilu ein bo yisakones eiver. So there are matirin, afilu there's no sakones eiver. He is permitted to do a meloche derabonon for chelish ein bo yisakone. Now, let's see. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Be'iser derabonon, haynu kol ha-shvusim u derabonons. Va'afilu v'loy shinui. This 1st day holds that a chayle she'ein bo yisakone is permitted to do an iser derabonon without a shinui. Why? From the time the sphere lay this day holds, the b'mokim chayli legozro. All these things are the rabbonons, and b'mokim chayli legozro. Fine. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Or sakana seva. Yes, we didn't feel aim by sakana seva. V'yesh oimrim. And others are machmel. No. A yid to do a meloche derabonon is not mutar. But she'im yesh bo yisakonas eiver oisim. If there's a sakonas eiver involved, that means an eiver, because of this eiver, it will not function properly. If he doesn't take care of it, then he's permitted to do an iser derabonon. V'im ein boi sakonas eiva, but if there's no sakonas eiva, there's only he's nofala mishkov, he's under the weather for sure, ein oisin, you're not permitted to do a melocha derabonam. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu dim yesh bo isakonas sakon afilu rak leve echod lechol adeyos levad midei achoyna in shom butl yisoy lechal olom b'chol ha-shvusim leforosoy afilu ein echoyle klal b'chol ha-guf, even though he's not echoyle b'chol ha-guf, the halacha is that he's permitted asakonas eva is permitted. Fine. So, but the first thing, oh, there's no sakana saiba. Now, amuridike chiddush. Kosav b'chaye odom. Kol dovol shemuta lasis ayidei Yisrael b'chayli she'ein boi sakana. We have here, there are a teirim that a yid is allowed to do b'chayli she'ein boi sakana. According to the first day, he's allowed to do a melacha derabonam. By sakonas seiver, he's not allowed to do a melacha derabonam. What if there is a goy? Is there an inyan to tell a goy? So before we learned by a chayle sheyesh by sakone is a machloikis. The Gemara says if there's a goy here, tell a goy to do it. Zok techai yodom, yeah, that's right. That's if this, what's even going to chilu Shabbos the eraisa, and it's a chayle sheyesh by sakone, and there's a goy here, so the Gemara says do it with a goy. Why should he be mechalu Shabbos? Good, the tassels you don't do it, you don't do it quicker. There's other cheshbonis. Aber al kaponim, there was a mokim. Why should I be mechalo Shabbos if it can be done through a goy? But if the whole medumbar is achilu Shabbos by meloche de rabbonim, which Chazal were not crazy. And then this, the Bamok came chayli like Gazu. Even if chayli is a sakona seiver, according to the first day. So like Gazu, this is permissible. So there's no inyan to do with a goy. I can do it myself. This is a mayadiki yisad. Chosav hayodom. Kol dovo shemuta lasis ayidei Yisroel. B'chayli she'ein boi sakone is afilu yochel lasis ayidei eini Yehudi muta, he's allowed to do it. Eva, now yesh matirim afilu ein boi sakonas eva. This is the first day. Mandalel Maresha Sivkoi. Shulchayle, Shanofala Mishkov, Aisha Mitzayer Harbei, Vacholamize Kogulfoi. So then, this is Mutter to do Adarabona. Avo, in Vachol Gulfoi Einechayle, there are delicate chilukim. He's not cholot kol gufoy. Rak shu chayle be'echod me'evorov. He's a chayle be'echod me'evorov. V'gam bo'oysay ha'ever ein sakone. There's no sakonas ever. There's no sakonas ever. There's a chayle in one of the evorim. And it's there's a chayli there. It's painful. It's not cholot kol gufoy. He's not incapacitated. But it's more than a meichesh. There's a meichesh. A meichesh means that a meichesh means he has an ailment, but it's not. There, nothing is muti. He's not permitted to tell a goy. He's not. But here, he is a chayli be'ever echod, but there's no sack on there. But it's painful. Yehudi, וגם דווקא בדובר שמישבו שמישבו סטעלמה. המקסס חוילי, that's more than a meichish, and there's no sakona seima, so then a shmus, the shmus is mutav. You have to tell the guy to do at the rabbonim.
Your big example is a massage, foot hurts, you tell the guy to do a massage, to heal, because the massage is
Fine. Now, that was the first day you held a yid is permitted to a rabbonon for a chayle she'en by sakon and offal a mishkov and a sakon the same about the gibbis. V'yesh oimrim. Now there's a second day. She'im yesh by sakon as eiver oisen. No. If there is a sakonas eber, you're allowed to do a darabonon. Vim ein boi sakonas eber, ein oisen. They only were matter for a sakonas eber. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vim ein boi, after who chayle hakayl kol aguf. He's not full of mishkov. He's incapacitated. Svirelei da osa lasis ayidei Yisrael. Ayid is not allowed to do adarabonam. Uledei yizu hashniya, according to the second day, afilu bishinui osa lasis ba'atzmoi. He's not allowed to do adarabonon with a shinui. So according to the second day, let's go back to Amos. We have a person who needs medication. In his house is no medication. Five blocks down, someone has this medication. So I'll have to, and there's a calmalis. There's a calmalis to carry from, I can carry from, I'll carry it, I can go and bring the medication. So, fine, so this is, so the second, this day he holds, I'm sorry, Yid is not to do a malacha derabonam, but he'll put it underneath his hat. So he'll be doing a malacha derabonam al yidei shinui. So this day he holds, it's also wasa. It's also wasa. This the second day he holds, period. Now that's what Mishmur says. Uledei yezu ashniye afilu bishinui also lasays ba'af. My imloi. But here we'll be makel a little bit. Heche diyemsha lasays aydei eni yudim. But if there's no goy around, if there's no goy around, and this person needs his medication, she's a chayla shein by sakone. So then, I feel according to the second day, I'm allowed to go through a kamalis to bring him medication with a shinui. That is mustaf. Meidel day ashlishes, the muta day Yisrael b'shinui. That is the second day. V'yesh oimrim. And this is the third day, and we have to hold chesmen because we pass like the third day. So now, v'yesh oimrim, shim ein boi sakonas eiver oisen b'shinui. If no sakona seva oisen b'shinui, so mele, this is how we paskin la halacha. There's no sakona seva. I don't have to look for a goy. There's no sakona seva. He's a chayla shein by sakona. I'm allowed to go in the kamalis and bring the medication underneath my hat. No shayla. So it's muta. It is muta is a chayla shein by sakone. So it is muta to do a malacha de rabbonon lechatchila al yedei shinui. Vim yesh by sakone seiva, If there's a sakana saver, oisin b'loishin, then you're allowed to do with a shinri. Without a shinri, I mean. With sakana saver, you do ad rabbono without a shinri. And then without a sakana saver, you do with a shinri. And this is how we paskin. V'yesh oimrem, and now there's a fourth day yet, that there's a chumre in the kule. V'yesh oimrem, afilu sheyesh bo yisakonis eiver, ein oisen leidovos shuhu nismach lemaloche deyareise, some malochem that has any semblance, it's me'ena maloche de yaraise, you are not permitted to do. Afilu yesh, ayid is not permitted to do. The devorim, so that's a gewaldike chumre. That means till now we said all the day itself, sakonis eiver, one is permitted to do a maloche de rabbonon. This day holds, no, not all the rabbonons. A the rabbonon that is me'ein adereise, which is a semblance of maloche adereise, you're not allowed to do, period. Udvorim she'ein mem smach maloche, oisin afilo ein boi sakona seiva. It's not similar to a maloche adereise, so me'ele, so afilo ein boi sakona seiva is also Mutter, v'dimrei asvore ashlishis niren. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Oysen b'shinui, now the third day you held that by chayla shem b'sakona oysen b'shinui, aynu ha'isa darabonan b'en soich l'chapes ach aynu yehudi, Nismach lemeloche diereise, but some, now the fourth day you held, that I feel by Sakona Sever, to go in lichel ayin. There was some type of a refuah they used to put something in the eye which was similar to kaisev, shuhuki kaisev, and if it's not a Sakona, it's the same chayli, it's not a Sakona, so this is also. Yeah, there was a type of dye, it was merape mesame, and so this is also a fellow by a sakona saver, shein bem ken hanish mivor mesif man gimel ayin sham, hasvore ashlishis, haynu, shemuta lasais a fellow kol ashivusim, verak ayidei shinoi. All shmusim amuta rakay deshini, umhu chayli kol aguf, bein bei sakona seiva. Vim yesh bei sakona seiva, ein tzorech shini klal, chayim posku hataz, mogin avrom, chayim kosov agor, shadei zuike shidas reif apoiskim. And I'd like to say a few chidushim in this halacha. Sakonas Eiver is mutter, b'derabonon. Sakonas Eiver is mutter b'derabonon. So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds a philosophic sakone. That means the Rabbonon gave their halachas like the Reise. I mean, just like the Reise, Sofik Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos. So with the Rabbonon, they said, Sakonas Eiver is Doiche Meloche the Rabbonon. So my level of Sofik Sakona. That's number one. Number two, and we mentioned before, Rav Nissen Karelitz says this, that the sakona seiva does not mean the eiva will not function completely. It means that they'll lose a chelik chashuv of the functioning. It will be much weaker. So that is that is that also is a din of sakonas even that is mutter without a rabbonon without an isad rabbonon without a shinik. Now I saw in Rapuas Beis Yisrael he brings down a scar that a person has a cut and they don't stitch up the scar, it will be very unsightly. This does not even din of a sakona seva, but the Kabbon of Hashem is almost said the Amir Lakum is mutter, but a yid is not mutter to stitch this up. This is that's but Amir Lakum is mutter. That's one thing. Now another thing I saw in the Vida Shulchan. Before I say over the Ravida Shulchan, the Chut Shoni says, by a sakonas eiver, which that a yid is permitted to do, a malach in the rabbanon, that's clear. So the Chut Shoni says, a yid is mechuyev to do. It's permitted to do a malacha b'yereisa yedei shinoi, which is a mordik chiddush. It's also the rabbanon, but it's not so poshut. I mean, but he says this is muta. Sakona seiver, this is muta. Now I saw in Ravida Shulchan, he says a mordik chiddush. We learned that by achile she'ein by sakonem. So you're allowed to do an Issa Darabonan, an Issa Daraisa, you're not allowed to do an Issa Darabonan, you're allowed to do with a Shinoi. That's an Issa Darabonan with a Shinoi. He brings down, there are many poiskim, Shulchan Aruch Harav, and I think Tehillel David, and the Tzayis HaShulchan, which are Mekel, Amir Likakule, that achile she'ein boi sakone, you're allowed to do b'shinui anisa deraisa, which is a merdik chiddush, but they're mekel a shinui anisa deraisa. That so he brings that up. Shlomo Zalman says so. Even though here we don't have this, that no one said this, but Reb Shlomo Zalman said that you have gedolei apoiskim which were mekel to do a. So he says, "Be'ez teirech gadol, one could rely on this." So the Ravida Shulchan speaks about as follows. But he is another tziruf. He says two things. He says you have a chayle she'ein bo sakone in the hospital, and he has to go to the bathroom, and he needs a nurse, and there's no you push down a nurse, and you make a light, and the nurse will come. Which, so he says, so here we have another tziruf. We have a tziruf of Kavod HaBriyos. He's a chayle she'ein bo sakone. He needs to go to the bathroom, and there's a shayle of Kavod HaBriyos also. So he says he's allowed to push down with a shinui, with his elbow, push down whatever. There's a button to push or something else. He'll do it with a shinui, he's meikol. He says to speak on the intercom, he says, zicha d'rabbonon, and that zicha will be mutter. So this is, it should only be negeya. One? No, this is not. It's also a rabbon. Every shinui, yes, it's a shinui, yeah. It's a shinui by the rice, but he brings, they were makilim. I mean, really, a place to make makil. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, le'eis seirech godol, one can be seirech on them.
Isn't that also more than
Kavod HaBriyos
is also for the
Tfuah? Well, yeah, there's Kavod HaBriyos, but first of all, it's a chayli shein by sakon, and then there's Kavod HaBriyos.
It's not cool at all.
Oh, so then there's Makilim also. He brings others that make also by He puts it together. He puts it together, which is okay. Now, but Al Kaponim, this Chavnis and Karela said already that Al Kaponim was a connoisseur. He was matter a malacha deraisa yidei shinoi. That he was a mekel. This we have already right now. Muta loima leini Yehudi, lasa is tamshu le cotton she'ein loy ma lechel. You have a cotton that doesn't have what to eat. Now we have to, we'll soon start to be, how old is this cotton? But Al Kaponim, we'll come to that soon. So we have here a cotton that doesn't have what to eat. He needs the food. We're talking about, it's not he wants an ice cream. He doesn't have the food that he needs. So, Mire la'akum is muta la'sais tavshul le'cotton she'en le'malechel. The stam tzorche cotton, kechoy l'shein b'isakon edomi. So the mekor of this is, amir l'akum is mutafache l'shein b'isakon. Can tell a goy to do a malach in the reise. So now the Ramos says, I got news for you, that a cotton, tzorche cotton is kechoy l'shein b'isakon. So you'll have to tell a goy to do a malach in the reise for a cotton. Okay, let us first see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Look to Mishnah Berurah. Mutar, v'im ein atinik roise lechel ki im al yedei imoy. He doesn't want, the guy cooks something from him, but he doesn't want to take from the guy. He wants to ask the mother. Mutar la'im la'chila efele chalove en Yehudi u'bishloi. You have to understand what the Chiddush of Mishlei is. Well, let's speak about chalovoi. That means a goy was choylev, an animal, a cow, in Shabbos. Fine. So this is a malach in the raisa of Disha. Fine, he was choylev. Yeah, I'm allowed to tell that this child needs milk. So my male, I told the goy. But now the problem is, that this is the, but the man and the child doesn't want the guy to give him, he wants the mother to give him. Now, this cholov is muktzim. This cholov is muktzim. So now we are telling the mother to be metaltal mukse for a chole she'ein b'isakone. So now, we have guidelines. A chole she'ein b'isakone, you're only permitted to do an iser darabonan a yidei shinoi. That's the problem now. So we have the problem. The baby is crying. He wants his mommy to give him the milk, and the milk is mukse, and so memele. Yeah, aber gab dem Metall Teles Mokse, weil wir prima Gottem, dem Tzadik Tzass, der Boi Shini, lechere, it would be preferable if she could do it with a Shini. Meist is... What? I don't know if that is a sufficient Shini, Meister, I don't know. Kosu Bachayodom, now, if we are cooking for a cotton, it should not be, the yid should not put the machol in the kdeir and the goy will put on the fire. Dechad nois and mayim, dechad sofis as a kdeir, arish and potter of olosa. Well, let the goy do everything. Yeah. Now, so how old is this cotton? So let us just say there's a machlokes ha'poskim, there are machmirim and mekilim. So we'll start with the machmirim. The machmirim, the chazaynish, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, held the shiris 2 and 3 years. That means that is a child that it needs certain types of food. He has a din, the tzrochim of a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, is a din of a chayla sheng b'yisakon. Older than that is He doesn't have it in the Chilu Shem Beisak on it. The Tzitzel Eliezer wants to be Mekel till 6 years old. 6 years old, what's the number of six? He's Sorech Le'imoy. So it could be also as a din of, till then, a chayle shame by sakonim. The Minchas Yitzchok wants to be Mekel till 9. And the Oil at Sea wants to be Mekel till Bar Mitzvah. He's a cotton. So Al Kaponim, so we have, well, but we have to know one thing. This is only permissible by a Tzorech Godel. That means this, what Chazal was shoykel, that a tinik is a din of a chile shein by sakone, that means a Tzorech Godel of a tinik is equivalent to a chayla shein by sakonish of all the mishkov. That was the shinkor. But we need a tzayrech godol. Without a tzayrech godol,
so
I don't know. I don't know if that's called a tzayrech godol. What?
Maybe it's
difficult. Yeah. I don't know. Others say the shear of 6 years old, they say, we hear that if a child is locked in a closet, one can break down the door. So they say, others say a shear of six. Others say it depends on the child. I'll go upon him. That is this then. Now let us go further in the Ramah. So the Ramah. Whatever a yid is, now we pass him like the third day, so the third day is a yid is permitted to do that is the aloche. V'chol she'osa lasis al yidei Yisrael afele dei achele ba'atzmai, also the chole does not have a mile over another yid. He's the chayla, but whatever another yid can do, he can do. If a other yid is not permitted to do this, so he can't do it either. Avok shaloisa oisa layayni yudi, but if the goy is doing a malachin to him, muta lachayla lesayik tzas, the messiah ain't by mamish. Now, let us see lesayik tzas, aine heichish melat ochi, nami misavdo. That means the malach is being done. Say, "V'sel shemisayei emad kigoy." Ein Yehudi shekoychel esayin. He's putting a certain medication in the eye. B'Yisrael soiger peiseich esayin sheyikones boyakril. So it seems these actions make that the kril enters more readily. So this is not. This is called the messiah shein bei mamish. Aval imeni ochalas is to Israel also. A mashup of the Malacha, the Raisa Messiah, Ein by Mamish, is also Mutter. Ein by Mamish, Ein by Tazma, Shekosim, is the Taz's Machma, Va'ayin, La'elba, Mishnebur, Sivkotin, Yadav, Sharbe, Achainim, Chilkim, Alze. The other Messiah, Shein by Mamish, is Mutter, Afilu, by the Malacha, the Raisa. Now, Siv Yud Ches. Hikis dam. What happens if they took out dam from a chayle? Then it's tannin, he got very cold. Oysen leim vidure, afilu bit kufas kamas. This is a sakone. So this, afilu a yid is permitted to do. When it's tannin, sakta mishmu mishum de sakone, u bistome. Afilu a de Yisrael shari. For din l'shach chayli sheyesh boi sakone. In kaloi oysen loy medure lishamen the stam choyle mesukenay tzoktine lim evsher al yedei eni yehudi. If there's a goy here, yas al yedei eni yehudi. No, he's a yehudi.
No,
it's not. Sure. He's crying until the natives have shulin and everything. He's a yid. Well, that's a lot, yeah. What takes it is?
Yeah.